This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has taken slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, resulting in the upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. Replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha yesterday on motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of the Parliament, the Prime Minister said, "It has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work." Mr. Modi assured that his government is working to achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat by emphasising on 100% saturation of schemes. He termed the President's address as inspiring, which strengthens resolve of Viksit Bharat, gives new hope and inspires people. Prime Minister also recalled various steps which has been taken to provide tax incentives for the middle class.
बीते 10 साल में इनकम टैक्स को कम करके भी हमने मिडिल क्लास की बचत को बढ़ाने का काम किया है। 2013-14 में 2 लाख रुपए पर इनकम टैक्स माफी थी और आज 12 लाख रुपए इनकम टैक्स से मुक्ति।
Later, the House adopted a motion of thanks on the President's address with voice vote. Delhi is all set to vote today for the 70-member assembly. Voting will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with over 1.56 crore voters set to cast their ballots for 699 candidates. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. In view of voting, the Election Commission has directed all general, police and expenditure observers to remain in the field and monitor closely, including in border areas throughout the night. India has made significant progress in mobile and electronics manufacturing in the last 10 years. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that there were only 2 mobile manufacturing units in 2014, and now the country has over 300 units. He added that exports also crossed 1,29,000 crore rupees. The minister highlighted that mobile phone manufacturing in India has generated 12 lakh direct and indirect jobs in the past decade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj today. He will take a holy dip at the Sangam and offer prayers to Ma Ganga. The Mahakumbh will continue to the Mahashivaratri on 26 February. The Indian Embassy in Libya facilitated the return of 18 Indian nationals from Benghazi, Libya. They're scheduled to arrive today. In a social media post, spokesperson of External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said that these individuals had travelled to Libya for work and had been stranded for several weeks. A United States military plane carrying deported Indian migrants is on the way to India. Without directly commenting on the deportation flight carrying the Indians, a spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi has said that Washington is tightening immigration laws and removing illegal migrants. However, there is no clarity on the number of people on board the plane. There is also no official word from India yet on the U.S. action. The Watershed Yatra will start today with the theme Jal Lai Dhan Dhanya. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the mass outreach campaign to create awareness about watershed development activities will run in 6,673 gram panchayats from 26 states and 2 union territories. Minister of Coal and Mines Shri Kishan Reddy held a high-level meeting with Minister of Industry and Mineral Resources of Saudi Arabia, Bandar Ibrahim Al Khoraif, in New Delhi yesterday. In a statement, the ministry said that this meeting aimed at strengthening cooperation in the critical mineral sector and exploring new avenues for investment and technological collaboration. Swedish police said that about 10 people, including the gunman, were killed during a shooting yesterday at an adult education centre. But a final death toll and conclusive number of wounded hadn't yet been determined. Sweden's Prime Minister said the tragedy in Örebro is the worst mass shooting in the country's history. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spokesperson Stefan Dujarric has warned that the shutting down of United States Agency for International Development, USAID, will have an immediate impact on life-saving activities. Shuttler Anmol Karb of Haryana continued her impressive run to win gold in women's singles, while Tamil Nadu's K. Satish Kumar claimed the men's singles as well as doubles title at the 38th National Games at Dehradun yesterday. And that is the end of this.